Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Dallas County Outreach Coordinator at New Opportunities, Beth Mormon. And Beth, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. So yeah, we have lots to talk about with New Opportunities, things coming up. But first of all, just to start us off, can you kind of explain what New Opportunities is and kind of the purpose behind it?
Yes. So we are a nonprofit program that helps low-income families in the Dallas County area. We offer many different programs throughout the year. So we have like our back to school supply program for Perry School District. We do our heating assistance program that goes from October 1st to April. And then we also do like our toy drive that we do for the months of December. So we offer many different programs for all of our low income families in the Dallas County area.
Awesome. And you mentioned that you had donation boxes kind of set up all around Perry. So can you talk about where those locations are?
Yeah. So right now, currently, we are doing our back to school supply drive. And so we have donation boxes set up in the Perry area at our local Hy-Vee, Fairway, Ace Hardware, and our tractor supply store. They're red boxes. They have our logo on them. Anytime you're wanting to donate anything like crayons, color pencils, folders, notebooks, hand sanitizer, you could just drop them off in that box. We do check them like weekly. So we collect that school supplies, bring it back to our office, and we hold on to it until we start filling those school bags for the kids in need in the Perry School District. And then they get a school bag with school supplies.
So is there like a cutoff date to get those in by?
So the applications for the school supply program was due July 31st. So we're not really taking applications for kids in need at this time, but we are still taking donations because our pickup date for those school bags is August 16th and August 19th. So we're still taking donations for those supplies for school.
Awesome. And of course, yeah, you're going to be at the Perry Farmers Market coming up here on Thursday, August 15th. So you'll accept more donations there.
Yeah. So we will be at the Farmers Market here in Perry on the 15th for back to school night. We will be set up there taking donations for any additional school supplies that people like to bring to us. We usually have a really good turnout from the public. We also do take monetary donations. So like if we don't get enough of something, we can go out and buy it. And then we usually go shopping that night to use that money up and get the stuff that we're needing for our kids that are still in need in the community.
Again, we are speaking here with the Dallas County Outreach Coordinator at New Opportunities, Beth Mormon. And Beth, now can you talk a little bit about how long you've been employed here at New Opportunities and a little bit about what your role entails?
Yeah, so I've been here a little over 2 years now. I am the outreach coordinator with Dallas County. We do have a bilingual coordinator also for those people that speak Spanish. But as far as our roles is we sit here and we process the applications for like heating assistance or to see if you qualify for those school supplies or toy drive that we do. We process those applications. And then we also look for like other resources for families that are in need with like such things such as water program. Maybe they need help with food or rental assistance. We just help with all kinds of other needs and assistance.
And, you know, you talked about that there's a certain process that families need to go through to be able to receive school supplies. Can you talk a little bit about what families need to do in order to get that?
Yeah, so for our families that are needing school supplies, they have to fill out a application process. It's the same application we use for our heating assistance. If they hadn't already applied last year or this beginning of this year, they would have to come in and fill out the application. They would have to bring any proof of income in the last 30 days just to make sure they're income eligible. They would have to bring in social security cards for everybody in the household. And then they would also have to bring in like a copy of their gas and electric bill just so we know that they are income eligible for those school supplies or toys or our heating assistant program we do.
Again, speaking here with the Dallas County Outreach Coordinator at New Opportunities, Beth Mormon. And Beth, maybe can you talk a little bit about what the numbers are looking like this year? And if you have a ballpark, approximately how many people were helped out last year or families?
So our numbers have definitely gone up this year for kids that are in need versus last year. And I think just with Tyson's closing down, it has a lot of effect on us. Last year, we served about 40 kids just in the Perry School District. This year, we're a little over 60 kids just for those school bags because of Tyson's and the struggle this year.
Again, that's very unfortunate, but again, glad to have your organization here to be able to help out the area. And I was just wondering, is there a certain area or that you see more often that need help within Perry?
So I could say that a lot of families that have been calling us recently are in need of assistance paying like their gas and electric bill. Of course, we are currently out of funding for that, but we just remind those people that our new heating assistance program does start October 1st. They can call and apply for that. And we are also seeing that there is a huge need of food. So we have been giving people resources to like the food pantry or to like our navigators to help fill out like maybe the food stamp application. We do have like a little fridge and shelf here in our office here in Perry that we get food every other Thursday now that is brought in for anybody in the public. They don't have to qualify. They can just walk in and get that food. And then we also have a garden out back that's fresh garden produce. They pick that almost every week and put it in our fridge and our shelf. But we're noticing that there's been, our numbers have gone up dramatically with people applying for assistance that are needing food assistance or rental assistance. So we don't necessarily always help with rental assistance or food assistance here, but we do definitely have resources for people.
Awesome. Again, we have been speaking here with the Dallas County Outreach Coordinator at New Opportunities, Beth Mormon. Beth, was there anything else that you would like to add today?
The only thing I could think of would be just mark your calendars that starting October 1st, anybody that is elderly, which is 60 or over, or disabled or a handicap in the household, they are able to apply as early as October 1st for our heating assistance program. And if you don't meet that category, you could definitely start applying as November 1st. We're telling everybody to call us about October 1st to set up that appointment as needed, just so we could get you on our books because they do fill up fast.
It's Dallas County Outreach Coordinator at New Opportunities, Beth Mormon. Beth, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.